As believers, as Muslims, we may go through some difficult times, may have to cross some hurdles in our life. And sometimes, as believers, we may give up on hope. But remember, there's always solutions to any matter that you're going through. And as believers, we may commit sins day in, day out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. He has given us solutions to everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in Surah Al-Anfal, in the glorious Quran, He says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that Allah will not punish them as longer as they are seeking forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, as long as we are seeking forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish us. And this is the power of istighfar. This is something we might take lightly, but istighfar has many virtues. And a famous story, the story of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the fourth Imam of Fiqh. He says that once I traveled on a journey and I was at a mosque, at a masjid, and I was about to rest because I had nowhere else to sleep. The guard of that masjid, he told me to leave. You cannot stay here. This is not a place to sleep at night. He was not aware that this was Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the great Imam. Back then, everyone knew Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was. They knew of his virtues, his caliber, his knowledge, but they did not know how he looked. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he pleaded, he goes, I've got nowhere else to go. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he went out and sat at the doors of this masjid. The guard, he came out and said, you cannot sleep here. And he dragged Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal into the middle of the streets. On the other side, there was a bakery. And the baker, he came out, he seen Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and he noticed that this person, he looks a very knowledgeable person. So he got Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and he said to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal that, come on, you can sleep over at night in my bakery. At night, no one's gonna come. I'm just gonna get ready for the morning. And in the night, you can just sleep and rest in my bakery. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he agreed. He laid down, but he noticed something. He noticed that this baker, as whenever he's making the bread, he's reciting Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. In the morning, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he asks him, that how long have you been doing this act for? He goes, I've been doing this act for a long time. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he asks, what are the benefits have you gained by doing istighfar? He goes that whatever dua I make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dua is accepted. And then he goes that there's only one dua which I'm still waiting for. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he asks, what is that dua? He says that that dua is that I did dua, Ya Allah, let me meet that Imam, the Imam of our time, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he smiles and he says, your dua has been accepted. I am the Imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Look at this, my dear viewers of Madin Channel. Look at this power of istighfar. If you continue to do istighfar, that our du'as will be accepted. And as we continue to do istighfar, our sins will be forgiven as well. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do du'a in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show and shower His mercy and blessings upon you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.